How does one overcome the threefold conceit, mana, omana, atimana? And then by seeing anicca and anatta in both self and other. So that's, you know, all of that aspect of perspective of the Buddha, that sense of conceit is, like in English, it's the considering oneself better than somebody. But from how the Buddha uses conceit is that taking a self position in comparison to others in terms of either inferior, superior, or equal. And as long as one is trying to establish some sort of position with others, then one is going to create suffering. So it's like seeing the impermanence, the unsatisfactoriness, the suffering that arises, and the recognition of, yeah, that is all insubstantial, it's all constructed. And that by seeing that, then there's that ability to relinquish, in the end, getting tired of that, tired of propping up a self-position.